This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for this first hour. I know all eyes on the U.S. as the upcoming election will hopefully be behind us next week. And the volatility in the markets, it really picked up steam again this week. I'm kicking off the show with Trader Vic Sparandio. Now, Trader Vic, you and I are recording this about halfway through the day on Wednesday. And this Wednesday, it's already the start of some sort of a sell-off here. We don't know how it's going to play out for the rest of this week, but investors clearly are getting nervous heading into the weekend and into that U.S. election. Let's start off with the election, though. I don't talk too much politics, and I do want to keep it focused on how the markets will react to whatever comes out of that U.S. election. But give us a little summary on how you see the U.S. election playing out and what you're going to be watching most closely for next week.
Well, as we speak, the Dow is down 800. And this was anticipated, meaning the markets coming into election day should be very cautious and in a decline, because anybody that is got gains should be considering taking those gains, hedging those gains, and nobody's buying now because there's a risk. If the risk is the way the world would see it, is Biden wins and the Democrats take the Senate, and then you'd have really what it amounts to a party now that has turned socialist. They're not the Democrats of the 60s and 70s. And this is a completely dominated party by radicals. So the markets should get killed should that event happen, that Biden and the Senate is taken over by the Democrats, and meanwhile the House stays Democratic. So here's what is important, and it has to do with how to read the markets. Now, let's put this into context. In Portland and Seattle and Illinois and New York and other places in the country, you see these riots, burning of businesses. It happened in Philadelphia last night. The excuse is an African-American gets killed. It doesn't matter how he gets killed, why he gets killed. Some policeman kills him for even great reasons, but it doesn't matter. So everybody loots, the police stand down, the businesses go up in flames, and there's nothing you can do. Now, couple this, and I'm going to come back for a minute because there's a point to New York where they have these lockdowns and shutdowns, and they don't do it for 2 weeks like it was talked about. This is going on months. So businesses are going just closing, and there's no way they're going to come back in the short run. So when we say all this, what the important reaction is to this election is what's supposed to happen. Now, not what's going to happen, because nobody really knows for sure, although we had this scenario that's been in the press and is fairly well known called the Red Mirage. I'll just outline it. It's basically that on Election Day, Trump is going to win, maybe win very big. And then with these mail-in ballots, which are going to come in after Election Day, after November 3rd, that the Democrats are going to overtake that, because most of them are not going to go vote. They're doing this thing by mail. And the question is, are they going to steal this with phony ballots and whatnot? Now, by the way, just for the record, I try to find a country in the world that allows votes to be cast after Election Day. I couldn't find any country in the world. There's roughly 215 oddball countries. There's about 196, you know, members of the UN. The point is, this is unbelievable and is part of this scenario where I say, what is supposed to happen? And what's supposed to happen when you put all of what's gone on in context with the closing down of businesses, which Trump opined on, but he didn't cause that. That's the governors of New York and California who are still closing down. I mean, New York's, the restaurants are still not open. So the key is the economy has gone down the tubes. The GDP comes out tomorrow. It's going to be a big. But that's because of the government spending and the Fed. And it's not, doesn't mean it's going to happen again. It's a one-time deal, just like the down, the decline is a one-time deal. So it's going to be up 30 plus tomorrow, GDP. So that's, markets should respond somewhat positively to that, although it's well known. So today it's more, the COVID count is going up, the threats of shutdown, so the markets are selling off. But it also is in conjunction with coming into this weekend, people, if they're intelligent, you know, they want to be cautious. So there's hedging and selling, big profits in the stock market from the end of March. So most people would want to put that, cash that, because if Biden wins, he's going to change the capital gains rate, et cetera, et cetera. Now, so when I say things are supposed to happen, what's supposed to happen is Trump should win by a landslide, legitimately, meaning even after the third. Why? Because the people don't legitimately blame him for a virus that is all over the world to varying degrees, but is affecting the world. I mean, he's not the guy. I mean, they use this in the press to paint him to be a bad guy. But he's no different than any other leader in France or England where these COVID cases are supposedly going up. And so he's the only guy that really cares about the economy. The Democrats don't. They want it bad. So what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to see a landslide victory for him, and you're supposed to see the Senate remain in Republican hands and the House lose. Now, if it doesn't do that, what does it say? It says the people of the United States still don't get it, and really the economy is in for very rough times coming into the future. So in other words, what you're doing here is using the election of what's supposed to happen to predict the future economy. This is not predicting what's going to happen to any asset class next week. It's predicting if the people don't vote this way, they don't understand. So they'll keep voting in. I mean, if you look at these Democratic states, they're the big losers here. Almost every red state, as they call it, Republican state, is doing very well. I used an example before before with you about South Dakota, who didn't close down, whose unemployment is 3%, their GDP is about the same. They had very few cases, just like if you look at Sweden. Sweden's no different than anywhere else where people close down. So coming back to the markets now, sans this election, which I'm telling you to watch for the future, the way the American public is going to vote. If you see a landslide, if you see these changes, it's very good for the future. It's very good for next year. If it doesn't work out that way, next year is going to be a very poor, in my opinion, year for the economy and probably therefore for stocks.
All right, Trader Vic, I need to cut you off here because we are out of time for this segment, but I'm having you back on next segment, so everyone stick around. Trader Vic Sparandio and I are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to chat here with Trader Vic Sparandio. Now, Trader Vic, let's look to the U.S. dollar right now. I want to stay a little bit more market-focused. First and foremost, the dollar has been in a pretty pronounced downtrend ever since it spiked on the tail end of all of the lockdowns, or actually when the lockdown started. The dollar reached almost 104, now trading right around this 93 region. Do you think that the Treasury Department, even the Fed, actually has the ability? To me, that seems like they'd just be flooding the market with dollars to push it down. But even recently, when we have seen the Fed step up some of their printing of money, it hasn't had a huge effect to the downside. Moving down to 80 is a major move lower.
Yeah. Well, it came, you know, from 70 back in the Great Recession, as they say. But so 80 would be a moderate, would be not a horrible decline, would be a normal decline if you looked at the history of the dollar going back to the 20s and how it moves cyclically. But neither here nor there, the decline in the dollar has helped the economy rebound that it's going to do this quarter. It's also helped stocks. It has harmed bonds slightly. Bonds are off their peak. But it hasn't, it helped gold, of course. But it has helped the economy net-net rather than hurt the economy. Now, a 12% decline from the peak, from the very top, that 104 level-ish, is not, I mean, that's not material, okay? If you got it down to 80, that would be normal. About 25% to 30% is the cyclical movements of the dollar. I have this going all the way back, and I'm going off my memory, but 25% is about what it does when it sells off, and it rallies about 40%, 35 to 40% when it goes up. So it's got to go down much more. And it's up to the Fed, not the Fed, excuse me, it's up to the Treasury to knock it down. That's really the Exchange Stabilization Fund, which had funded with $100 billion back in the 30s. It's been replenished and whatnot, but it's basically controlled by the Treasury.
Okay, well, fair enough. Let's see exactly how that all plays out. And again, we just need to get this election behind us. Do we need to be concerned, though, about another just washout decline like we saw back in March for the markets broadly?
Well, in my world, if Biden wins and the House and Senate go Democrat, you could bet on it, because there'll be material changes that are going to be negative for investors long term. What the Democrats would say is they're going to spend like $5 trillion, you know, to offset the higher taxes, which is the name of the game for them. But in this case, because debt is so high, higher taxes are going to get you less revenue, and the $5 trillion they're going to spend is going to go directly onto the $27.1 trillion now. And by the way, in the pocket of the Treasury, there's another $1.8 trillion that they have that's been allocated to them, but they haven't spent it yet. So it's not part of the deficit. So the deficit's really $29 trillion. It's just that they can't put it on the books that way until they actually spend the money. But the Treasury is hoarding it, okay, or the Senate, which is not spending that money, it's still in the Treasury's pocket, but until they spend it, they can't mark it as a debt. You see what I mean? So it's really $2 trillion higher than what's stated, which is 27, almost two in round numbers, 27 trillion 200 billion. But my view is that would cause a crash because of the extreme radical changes that they would put through. If you look at Goldman Sachs, they're going to think things are much better than I would, because they're going to say, okay, they're going to spend all this money. That's good. Yes, that is for the GDP. That is good, but it's not good for the long term of the United States, and it's going to cause tremendous disallocations from investor capital.
Okay, well, I guess we'll see how that all plays out, too, because in all fairness, I think some people have said that investor capital has been misallocated in these markets for a long time, driving these tech stocks higher. Let's talk a little bit about the makeup of this recent market rally. Fine, the market's selling off today, but it was closing in on all-time highs, and it was being led with stronger breadth, the rotation out of some of the high-flying tech stocks into the lagging sectors was happening, and that's what was helping support these markets. What was your view of the makeup of the markets and how they did continue to climb closer to all-time highs heading into a hotly contested election?
Well, the breadth figures, yeah, they made a high about 2 weeks ago, and that was primarily, you also saw the Russell 2000 rally, the small caps, and what people were doing there is selling some of the really big winners in the tech and moving it to the things that are on their bottom and basically buying cheap and selling dear. And so those are strategic movements within the fund world and the pension fund world. So, I mean, that's normal if you think this quarter is going to be big and you think the fourth quarter, which is scheduled to be up 4%. Now, the mix of who's going to be the victor in the election is not in there. These are just tactical trades. If you look at the breadth numbers, they correlate very highly with the Russell 2000. So if the Russell 2000 dropped, which it was because it was cheap and people were buying cheap and they were taking their profits on the big stuff, because again, they're overpriced. I mean, the average PE probably on a tech stock is 40 minimum, right? So Google and Apple and things like that are going to have a 40 PE in round numbers. Microsoft, I looked them up once, but I haven't looked them up in a couple of months, so I'm sure they haven't changed much. So you're basically just diversifying and being intelligent. I mean, it's not wrong to switch out of things that have moved up gigantically, 30%, into things that are still were near their low and the down for the year. And, I mean, Russell is probably down about 7% for the year without today. So I understand that kind of mentality that, you know, that you want to be intelligent about what you're investing in. These five or six tech stocks, they're not going to last like this forever. People are going to look for value, and they're going to go to the smaller stocks that have been beaten down.
Okay. Well, Trader Vic, we're going to wrap it up there. Thanks, as always, for taking time on this weekend show. It's always interesting to hear what you have to say, and I know our audience always enjoys hearing from you. So, Trader Vic, have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump take their cases to the Midwest on why they should be president or continue as president, respectively. Biden at a drive-in rally in Iowa, one of the states that he hopes to flip blue.
So, honk if you want America to lead again. Honk if you want America to trust each other again.
Iowa is also a state that has seen a second straight day of record COVID-19 cases. Biden slamming the president for how he has managed the pandemic so far.
Donald Trump has waved the white flag. He surrendered to this virus. But the American people don't give up.
Trump held rallies in Michigan and Minnesota. By contrast, no social distancing and little mask wearing. Today is 3 days until Election Day. This is USA Radio News. There are 35 Senate seats that are either open or up for re-election. Tim Berg at USA Radio's Phoenix Bureau has what's at stake.
Democrats have their sights set on winning the Senate, which could possibly give them control of the House, Senate, and White House. As far as the Senate goes, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says...
It's a 50-50 proposition. We have a lot of exposure. This is a huge Republican class because it's the class that took the majority in 2014 and now got a lot of people up. 23 Republicans, only 12 Democrats. There are dogfights all over the country.
Seven key races will determine control of the U.S. Senate. Actress Lori Loughlin has reported to federal prison in Northern California. Aunt Becky from Full House was sentenced to 2 months for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. A Prisons Bureau spokesperson said the actress is now in custody at the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to talk a bit more technicals and have a bit more of a focus here on the precious metals as I am chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. Now, Doc, for all our new listeners, hey, you're one of my favorite technicians and widely followed on our site for your more broad outlooks, I think, when it comes to metals, trying to ignore all this day-to-day noise and especially ignore that gold bug narrative that is always trying to say that gold needs to be moving higher. And you know what? Let's start with gold because the trading action over the last, let's say, about 8 to 9 months has been very important. When you and I were talking about 3 to 4 months ago, we were noting how gold was consistently moving higher on a monthly basis. Now, just about 3 months ago, gold was on a 5-month run of closing the month higher, and technically on that last month, July, it made one of its biggest moves. That's when gold reached over $2,000. But now, these last 3 months, whether we're looking at August, September, and October, October looks like it's going to put in a red candle for this month. That'll be 3 months in a row. Doc, what does this all mean? Playing the odds, understanding that runs don't last forever, do you think this downward trend, these 3 months down in a row, will finally put an end to this downtrend in gold?
Yeah, I think it's encouraging, Corey, and you're right. Back in the first part of August, we had that spike at the beginning of August, and I had mentioned that if that continued, we were going to have 6 months in a row closing highs, and that's highly unusual. And then it reversed and actually closed down for the month. And that was one of the indicators that told me we were getting close to turnaround for this precious metal market. Now, as you mentioned, if we don't have any massive move this afternoon, we're going to close down for 3 months in a row as far as a closing low. And that's encouraging because the move down has not had any massive swings. And that tells me that we could be consolidating here, but we may be consolidating for a while. Now, I don't think November necessarily is going to be a great month, but I think we're setting up for the end of the year or into the first part of next year for a little bit move higher. So that would be encouraging. And the gold stocks have, and the silver stocks on hold, have just gotten beat up again, which right now is a great buying opportunity. We're reaching the point where I'm going to start buying again, adding to positions, waiting for the next move up. So, also what's interesting is I had mentioned a while back that the MACD was approaching the highs back in 2011 and 12, but that we price-wise, we took out the highs of back then, and that's not unusual because the MACD will probably not get as high as it was. And you often see that in charts where in a long-term rally, you won't go as high, but the pricing will go higher. The encouraging thing about the monthly chart is that this one of the main major strength indicators that I follow, which is the ADX, the black line, which is a composite of the green and red lines, which are bullish or bearish, that has room to run yet. This move higher might not be over. I'm sure a lot of people are starting to wonder, but it's got room to run higher yet to even get close to the 2011-2012 highs. So that is an encouraging sign, potentially, Corey.
Yeah, you know what, Doc? One thing to consider, too, is that gold is off of its highs, but it's still trading right around this $1,900 level. And quite frankly, it needed a correction, and this correction hasn't been nearly as devastating as some of the other technicians have outlined, or even some of your lower levels. But when it comes to the gold stocks, right now, gold stocks aren't even really following the gold price. They're more following the markets. And that goes hand in hand with the dollar that is at a relatively low level. A lot of gold followers have been looking at the dollar and saying, look at how weak the dollar is. That's good for gold. Quite frankly, the major relationship to pay attention to here has been the gold stocks, I think, to the underlying U.S. equity markets. When we see strength in markets, gold stocks have done okay. We see weakness, gold stocks get sold off, very similar to what we saw this week in that shock on Wednesday, I believe it was. What are the relationships that you're watching here, Doc, when it comes to gold, gold stocks, to the dollar, U.S. markets, and anything else?
Yeah, the gold stocks and silver stocks moving lower right now, as far as I'm concerned, have nothing to do with the dollar. They talk about, oh, the dollar strengthened. Well, it's hardly strengthened at all. So I think we have parted company with the dollar right now. And it's more a function of just the general market tone right now, I think, more than ever. And if you look at weekly chart on GDX and GDXJ, is we have a little bit more weakness here for a while, I believe. Because the MACD is still quite a ways above the neutral, but it's heading down toward it. So, and like I said, I think the gold market in November will probably not do much. But we should be in position with both the gold market and the GDX and the GDXJ charts as far as weekly, the weekly outlook. We ought to be in pretty good shape by the end of November. as we move into December, potentially for a move higher in a new trading range.
So, Doug, your comment earlier that gold stocks are entering or closing in on an area where you are attracted to buy them, I'm starting to think the same thing, too, in the sense of, look, a lot of these gold stocks have sold off, especially the juniors. They're going to have some catalysts coming up, and that could help move the price higher. However, I did have a conversation with John Kaiser earlier this week, and he outlined just how many shares are coming free trading in the market over the next couple months, really to the end of the year. He outlined through May and September, there was $2.1 billion worth of private placements done. In the middle of October, he did the pricing. That $2.1 billion was worth $3.8 billion. That, to me, means there's going to be a lot of shares hitting these markets selling-wise because of the fact people are going to be taking some profits and riding these warrants. How does that affect the time frame of when you think these stocks are a true buy?
You know, it's interesting he said that, Corey, because that almost correlates with what I'm seeing on the charts. That's interesting that he talked about that, and I was unaware of that, by the way. Plus, you have tax loss selling season coming up. So it kind of goes hand in hand with what I'm seeing technically, especially on the monthly charts and on the weekly charts. So I think, and I had mentioned that we wouldn't be challenging the highs until, and this was back in August, I felt we were going to reverse and not challenge the highs until December or even into 2021. And I think that's going to play out. We're not going to see the highs in this until, I think, or challenge again until 2021 now, based on what I'm seeing. So we're going to have some weakness going yet into the end of the year. But that's okay because the positive thing is on the weekly charts, we're going to start to get more in line with the 200-week moving averages, which we left behind back in August considerably, and that's another reason I was getting bearish back then.
Hey, Doc, great having you on the show. Thanks again for taking time on this weekend show. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here we are wrapping up the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are going to wrap up this hour with a company update from Novo Resources. I'm chatting with the president and chairman, Quentin Henny. Novo is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NVO and on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF. Now, Quentin, a couple news releases for us to follow up on. One coming out Thursday, October 29th. It essentially is giving a general overview, recap of the test work that is going on in Perth with this Steinert machine testing some of these fine-grain gold fractions. Now, I want you to give us a little bit more of a summary of this news release, what exactly this machine is being used for, and the importance of testing these fine-grain gold fractions. Please, just give us a general update here.
Okay, brief overview, or we'll call it, a summary of our plans. We've got a machine that we've actually purchased. It was constructed in Cologne, Germany, and it is now in transport to Perth. It has not reached Australia yet. So this machine that we're talking about in this news release is actually the Steinert machine that's in the Steinert yard in Perth. Okay, but we've been doing ongoing work at this facility. Steinert is allowing us to use the machine for free, so it's not costing us additional funds. But we've been doing some work in preparation for the arrival of our other machine that we've purchased in this trial mining exercise we're going to do. So what have we been doing? Well, look, back in 2018, when we first started test work on mechanical sorting, the machines were not adept at sorting a finer grain fraction of rock. Okay, so when you crush rock, you get big chunks, medium chunks, and little stuff. Okay, and we would screen the material, and we could sort the big chunks and the medium chunks, but the little chunks, say less than 6 to 8 millimeters in size, the stuff that's smaller than that, the machines simply could not handle it. They couldn't identify the gold particles. They didn't have a high enough resolution. And we felt that that was unsortable at that time. Okay, now what's changed here is this sorting technology has advanced. There's also been enhancement in computer processing and resolution of of the image, the scanners that see the gold particles as they're passing along the conveyor belt. So now the machines can readily see very, very small particles of gold embedded in rock. Okay, so we did this test work because we wanted to understand if we could sort that fine fraction. Lo and behold, the sub 8-millimeter fraction was readily sortable. Okay, so we were able to crush and basically screen sort everything in some test samples that we brought down to Perth. We brought these samples down from Karratha. I think we collected them about 2 months ago. We brought them down to Perth, crushed them, screened them, and now we've tested sorting everything, clear down to the bug dust. I mean, basically everything that we produced went through the sorter, and it appears to be highly effective. It's sorting everything. So this is a big, big win. You know, we don't have this kind of, well, what do we do with the fines kind of situation? Now we can sort the whole lot. Okay, now, not only that, what we found is the machine was capable of identifying some of the finer grain gold that we have in what we call halo around the nuggets. The nuggets, yeah, they're often a few millimeters across. You know, they're melon seed size things, and they're easy, reasonably easy for the machine to see. But prior test work we did had trouble identifying the finer grain halo of gold that surrounds the nuggets. You know, there's a little cloud of very fine grain gold particles. Well, it turns out this machine was able to sort that gold as well. So it's now capable of seeing the very fine particles of gold that surround the nuggets and actually capture that in the mechanical sorter as well. So this is a wonderful outcome. It also gives us a clear idea of what to expect when we do our trial mining exercise here soon. Now, the guys are working very hard at getting all the permitting, all the preparation work done for the exercise at Karratha. Now, one key component of that, I'm going to just kind of lunge in here, Corey. Sorry, I don't mean to overstep, but I'm going to give you a highlight around this news release that wasn't really brought front and center, but I think is incredibly important. We have NELMA approval. NELMA is the Aboriginal corporation in the Karratha region, and they have given us consent to go ahead with the mining exercise. Okay, so this is a wonderful step. It basically gives us green light to seeking the approvals we need. You know, the mines department and so forth, they look favorably upon having the consent of the Aboriginals prior, and we've done that. We've got their approval, and now I think, you know, it's really a, you know, it's not a formality, but it's, you know, close to it as far as approvals from the regulatory agencies. So look, we'll get this approved. We'll do the trial exercise. I think it'll be wildly successful. Now, what's really cool, though, because we have the mill, okay, because we now own a conventional mill, we have equipment at the mill that we can now treat the concentrate from Karratha. So one of the things we want to get out of this is how much concentrate are we going to generate, right? So this test work we've been doing here recently, we're trying to get a handle on how much of a percentage of the overall mass should we expect in a concentrate. Like, let's say we mined 100,000 tons. Are we going to end up with 100 tons of concentrate, 1,000 tons, 5,000 tons? We don't know. We wanted to get those answers. This test work that we've been doing indicates that we can likely see mass pulls or concentrates in the range of less than 3%. All right. So if we mined, you know, 20,000 tons, let's say, just for a hypothetical case here, out of a bulk sample site, we should see something like about 600 tons or no more than 600 tons of concentrate. That's a wonderful outcome. Okay, we can take that over to Nulligan, and then we can use the milling equipment over there to then treat the concentrates. And this is our ultimate vision. Okay, we want to be able to mine at Karratha, crush green sort, produce a concentrate, ship it over to Nulligan, and actually extract the gold out of the concentrate there. This is shaping up very nicely. Everybody that's followed our story knows this is how we expect to grow production in the Pilbara region. You know, we've got a mill now. It's about finding ways to extract value out of these nuggety assets like Karratha, and I think we're well on the path.
Okay. Well, a lot to cover there, Quentin. Let's deal with the whole mining scenario then when it comes to the aspect that these crushers seem, or the sorters seem to be able to now sort everything down to the smallest fine-grain gold that you have there. Does that just mean that costs should be lowered and the whole mining situation scenario should be much more straightforward in the sense that you dig up the ground, you run it through a sorter, you create a concentrate, you ship it over to your actual mill? Is that as straightforward as it could be?
That's what we hope, yes. So here's the benefits. Okay, first of all, we're talking about a process that does not require wet chemistry. Okay, crushing, screening, and sorting is a dry process. That's a big benefit. We don't have wet chemical processing to look at now. That should make the permitting easier. It should make the capital requirements for processing at Karratha much, much lower, you know, perhaps way lower than a conventional mill. It basically puts us in a position where we can fast track the project, but also capitalize it with very low cost. Now, what does it mean? Well, it also means that we, you know, I look at other things. Okay, for example, if we crush, screen this stuff, the waste product, what could you do? Well, you could actually use that for aggregate. Okay, there's potential for added value there, as crazy as that sounds. But the other thing is reclamation. You could just use the material, go, you know, reclaim the ground, like literally put the material straight back down, and then contour it and reclaim it. Okay, so this is a fantastic outcome. This is basically operating a glorified gravel operation. Means added production out in Ulligan. You know, we truck the concentrates there. It allows the company to grow its production with a very simple, cost-effective means.
So, Quentin, unfortunately, we are already out of time on the radio, but you know what? You and I are going to continue this conversation. I'm going to post it on my website, kereport.com, under the weekend show posting. We're going to continue to talk about the importance of this Steinert machine. We're also going to talk about the move into a trial mining process. We can also talk about the operational update that was released on Friday. So, a lot for us to cover. For everyone who is interested in this story, first and foremost, keep your emails coming to me. And second of all, make sure you check out the extended segment that I will be posting on our website. I hope you're having a great weekend. I really appreciate you taking some time out of your weekend to listen to us. And I'm always available. Please keep the emails coming. Fleck@kereport.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.